HKW Mobile.
4 HKX Mobile.
And 4 TFW.
Hope you and Miss Susan had a good weekend.
I didn't do too much. Canned a little bit of meat yesterday.
Canned this time.
Low on salmon, and we bought a big old pork loin that was pretty cheap, so we canned it up.
Sounds good.
It was an 8-pound pork loin for $1.98 a pound. I got 5 dinners canned, 3 dinners or 4 dinners put in the freezer. Sunday afternoon, so we said, well, that'd be a good project, but it really didn't rain too much.
Something on up here. It rained hard for a little bit, and then the sun come out.
A little bit in the morning, and then it didn't rain again until, I don't know, it was like 7:30 last night.
KD4ILA. KO4HKX.
Morning, Leon. KN4TFW.
For you guys, morning.
I'm driving the wife's car and finally got the radio mounted up and everything. Does it sound okay?
A little bit of white noise on my end, but I can reach fine.
Here, but it's good.
I keep it on medium power, so I don't always run high power. But that's what my other one does, so it must be working okay, A-okay. But I got the antenna mounted up, installed and everything. I'm not sure the wife is too happy about it, but I like it.
Find something you're not happy about here for long.
True. What goes around does come around. Happy this morning talking about pork loins.
I've never pressure canned any meat, but man, it is really good.
I wish the wife would get into. I haven't done it, but maybe I should get into it. I have a hard time finding time to do what I need to do, but that'd be something else I probably. I do like cooking.
I don't do it necessarily for prepping, but I mean, it'll. If I cook, you know, some pork in a jar, and that she can just dump it out, make some rice, make some gravy, and you know, we're eating in 15 minutes.
It's makes things a whole lot easier.
Already cooked, so if it hits the fan, you know what I mean, you can actually eat it out of the jar. We did salmon and pork yesterday.
Salmon in a while.
Salmon patties.
I'm yawning, so trying not to be contagious this morning.
Saying we're boring.
Just two of us, so if we cook a turkey like for Thanksgiving, we'll the next day we'll can all the leftovers, and then you know, you can have it 6-8 months later, and it's just like the day you cooked it.
I do like my leftovers. We had a pretty good spread for Easter. Potato salad, macaroni and cheese. She went and got us a Cajun turkey. Cajun turkey breast boneless. That turned out to be pretty spicy, but it was pretty good. So I do like my eating. Like 3 or 4 days.
Got tired of it, right?
Do I ever get tired of eating like that? I like my good home cooking. I used to work in Charleston, South Carolina. They had this little bomb and pop operation underneath the bridge downtown in Charleston. And man, they did some country cooking. Let me tell you. I like about, you know, bomb and pop operations that do country cooking. There's this place down here, I don't know if y'all have ever seen it, Drover, the Hungry Drover. You heard of that one, Patrick?
I heard of that, and I like the same kind of food myself.
I don't know where it's at.
290. I count stop signs. The first stop sign I kept is the 4-way stop there on 290. Once you turn off at 25 at George Greer. It's right there in the corner. And so every afternoon I pass there, I always have a couple cars out there.
I'm sure that's a bomb and pop operation. I bet it's probably pretty good. One of these days I'm going to stop. Might be today.
By the Dollar General and everything, right? At the four-way?
And, you know, the construction people, Duke Power, you know, all the blue-collar guys, they all go in there and eat, so it's going to be good.
I know where you're talking about, the Drover.
Full name's the Hungry Drover, but I'll have a look at that again when I pass it this morning. Patrick, and they have the other one, Little Rebel. It's further down, right across from the, what is that gas station? It's a Sphinx, I think it is, gas station there on 290.
That is the Sphinx, and I've ate at the Little Rebel plenty of times. It's pretty good food, but I have not ate at the other one, but I do know where you're talking about.
We went out on the boat it's been a while back now, but we found this little place on Highway 11 as you head towards the lake. There's a little convenience store on the left-hand side, and they have a restaurant in there. And they have really good BLTs and hamburgers. Nice little place. It's a little mom-and-pop operation. IOX.
This is the time I'd rather eat someplace like that, and I had a big chain, and I just found the food's typically better in most cases.
He supports the little guy, keep him in business, and Susan's friends with the owners of the Little Rebel.
Very, I'll say sensitive, but my instances of catching food poisoning have been more of the big chains than ever in the small little mom and pop shops.
Rub there on 290 and Duncan, that little, I think it's Duncan Family Restaurant. That's real good.
Yeah, I've not been to that one. They've got one over in, it was Highway 14 there on the right-hand side heading towards 85. Right after you pass off, turn off of 290. And I can't remember the name of the place. I ate there once. And that's pretty good. Can you do any good DXs here lately? Over the last weekend?
KN4TFW. I got on for a little bit yesterday. Saturday we were pretty booked up and that, but I got on a little bit, but I didn't make any DX contests. They were, North Dakota and Nebraska were having a QSO party, so I got a couple of North Dakota contacts, hoping somebody confirmed that'll put me down to only three states left.
How do you confirm? How do they confirm a radio station like that? How do they confirm the QSO?
I usually log on QRZ, and if they logged on it too, then it'll give me a confirmation star, you know, and it'll count it towards the different awards that they and certificates that they give out. But you're supposed to be able to link it to Logbook of the World if you have an account, but I think you have to have a paid account at one of them, and I don't do that.
They're paid accounts. That's a little pricey.
I'm going to do it, but at least it keeps track of all the countries that I've talked to and everything, and it, you know, it turns the map green if you ever talk to them, and you can keep track of it pretty easy. I like four more confirmations. I've talked to all 50 states, but I'd like four confirmations.
HKX. I'm going to have to jump to the 285 KO4HKX QSY.
QSY over there. Give me a minute. I've programmed it in. I hope it's correct. KD4IOX.
TFW QSY. For TFW Mobile.
Ken, KK4POT Mobile. How you doing?
Tim, I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Just getting the day started. How was your weekend?
A little bit of radio yesterday, and we pressure canned some meat yesterday.
Sounds like a good time. What meat did you can up?
With loin and salmon.
Good deal. Have you tried any of your pressure canned stuff yet? Like, have you busted it back out and see how it tastes?
We don't necessarily use it too much for, you know, prepping in case things hit the fan, but we use it for, it just makes it so much more convenient. You know, you can open a can of canned pork and, you know, make you some mashed potatoes or rice, and it has, since it's cooked in its own juice, you know, it has, you can make gravy out of it and seasons, you know, got dinner in 20 minutes.
That now it sounds like a good time. That's good stuff. I don't have a pressure canner. I need to get one. You know, other family has it, and so we get together and do it that way. But yeah, I need to get me one. Now, do you have a flat? Do you have a glass stove top, or do you have like a gas stove?
Top, flat top. They say it's not optimal, but I ain't never had any issues with it.
I've got, that's what I was asking. I think it's more so just the, like, whatever its weight that it's rated that it can handle. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, just making sure that it's strong enough to handle that on there. Otherwise, it would bust. But from what I can gather, I think mine should be fine.
You, you know, fill it all the way full of water. It only takes, like, about an inch.
Yeah, roger that. I guess it's just probably the combined weight of everything is what they're looking at. But, yeah, I need to get on board and get me one so I can do that. I'm always trying to find convenient ways for dinner and stuff, so that sounds like a good route.
You can get stew beef because it's pretty cheap because it's a hard cut of meat. But, you know, canning it, it gets up to like $2.40. Inside the jar, and man, you've never seen stew beef that tender. You can just set the fork on it and it cuts it.
My brother-in-law was telling me, he said it'll just fall apart. He likes to do the stew meat that way. So, yep, that sounds like a good way to go. Did you get to play on any DX with some of those contests?
I mean, I could hear a couple of them, and that, but they were working split, and then you had people that didn't realize they were working split, and they were covering them up, and you couldn't half hear them and that, so I just gave up. I made a couple of North Dakota contacts because I needed a confirmation for that.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a good time anyway. I didn't play too much radio this weekend. Had a bunch of projects around the house we were working on, so. But overall, it was good and relaxing.
Anders, right? I'm glad that you had a good, relaxing day. We went out kind of shopping, you know, Saturday, and then bought that pork loin because it was cheap. I mean, it was an 8-pound pork loin for less than $16.
That, where'd you get that from?
With Sam's. But I mean, I made a roast that I froze, three packages of pork chops, chops that we're going to have. And then I did five jars of canned and that. So, I mean, that's like 9 meals. So, you know, it turns out to be, you know, less than $2 a meal.
Fantastic. No, that's a good way to go.
Stew beef, turkey. Man, I've done leftover turkey from Thanksgiving. That's awesome. And then I've also at Lidl, I think sometimes they have these little, they call them turkey tenderloins, just turkey breast. But put that in a jar, and that, man, that's good. So we've done several different meats.
Sounds good. That turkey, that's intriguing. I bet you that does turn out real nice, and that, I bet that's nice and tender coming out of that. So that would, that would be a good one to do, give a try on that.
You just pack it in a jar raw. You know, you put it in a jar raw, seal it up, and then it, you know, it cooks in its own juice, and that, so you just can't beat it.
POT. Yep, I definitely need to get on board and just bust down and get one so I can get into that. But yep, that's cool. What else you got on the docket for this week? Anything good?
The
good. I mean, I worked Monday and Tuesday. I took Wednesday off, taking the dog to get her fixed, and then on Wednesday, and then I'm back at work on Thursday and Friday. But yeah, not too much there. It was supposed to be raining. Couldn't do much outside yesterday, so we just did the cannon thing, and we're working a puzzle together on the kitchen table. So we just had some together time.
Beat that. Yeah, we went up to Mike's after church yesterday and spent a little time with his mother-in-law there to help out. Because she was declining pretty rapidly, but she seems to have sprung back a little bit. So just kind of hung around up there, didn't really do much of nothing. So it was nice. It was good to just slow down.
By so fast you don't get a lot of time to just stop and smell the roses and just enjoy the peace and quiet.
Roger that. It looks like we got a pretty nice week ahead of us though as far as the weather goes. Man, it looked like sunny and in the 70s just about most days. You know, I'll take that.
It's raining until like about Saturday, isn't it?
Saw some chances going up towards the end of the week, but I was just loving looking at that forecast for the majority of the week. So, definitely looking forward to that. Get outside, and I probably got to cut the grass this week, so it'll be a good week to do that.
I bought me a new rider Saturday night. Got a new rider, and then my other one, I milked it for like 20 years.
Nice. What'd you pick up?
A deer regular riding tractor. Couldn't see getting one of those zero turn, too much stuff on it to go wrong, and it wouldn't hardly fit through the back gate.
Yeah, those things are super nice. I've just got the regular lawn tractor style myself, and it does really well. The zero turns, if you've got the space, like if you've got a bigger area to cut, those things are they're the ticket for that. But anything kind of confined, especially if you're talking about gates and stuff, because I got a gate myself, and it gets a little tricky when you got a nice big wide deck going through a little gate. So there's trade-offs.
It was a little too tall to fit in my back of the truck with the camper shell on it, so they had their truck, rental truck there, so I just rented their little Lowe's truck for $19, and that, I was back in 20 minutes, and that only cost me $19. The delivery charge is $79.
Yeah, it was a good little workout there. You can't beat that. Yeah, you were saying you milked your last one. I did the same thing. I got a new one last year, and the one I was using before that was actually my brother-in-law's, and I think it might have been his dad's maybe even before that. But it was a good mower. It was a Craftsman mower. Man, that thing was just good. It just kept on going until last year it finally gave up the ghost and. Yeah, it was puking oil out the intake, but that thing had a VHS tape for the manual with it. That's how old that one was.
In the Detroit build, it actually still runs, and then it's got something, I don't know, every time you turn it off, it's like it shears the flywheel key, like it backfires or something. Maybe the valves just ain't right or whatever, but I'm going to give it to one of my old neighbors because they're kind of struggling. They can't get out and push their grass and that, so they can use it. I picked up this John Deere because it was one of the few that they had that still had like a cast iron front end that wasn't just sheet metal.
Dead zone. Sorry, you dropped that out. You said you're giving it to your neighbor. I'll be back here in probably 20 seconds.
Just want to tell you, have a great day in 73. Good talk to you. Hopefully talk to you tomorrow. 84 IOX. I'm here in Greer, so I'm on the side.
I'll just jump back in here and join the conversation. I don't know if you know Kim, the other guy I was talking to. But you have an awesome day. Be safe out there. KN4 TFW.
And other station,
conversation about law divorce. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy it. Y'all have a great day. KK4 ILX.
To you, KK4 POT.
And, John Deere, because it was one of the few that still had a cast iron front end.
And the others now.
Sheet metal welded together.
Interesting. What are they just doing that for weight?
The cheaper or whatever, but man, if you ever hit anything with the wheel, it's going to get bent and it'll just be all botched up.
It wouldn't be into that.
Better than my old one. I mean, at least this one, you know, the more you mash on the little foot pedal, the faster it goes. Kind of like your car. And that, you know, the other one, you had to set the speed you wanted to go at.
And set up. I do like that feature. That's nice.
Pull my little thatcher around and little aerator around, and that maybe get the grass a little bit more under control, I guess.
There's a shot, that's for sure.
Camping at for the Darlington race next month, and then I gotta get my tent out, make sure everything's all still good.
It's always a little bit of rolling the dice when you do that, getting it back out for the first time after a season. Just make sure everything's still good on it. You just never quite know which way that's going to go. But that sounds like fun. That sounds like that'd be a good time. But I'm rolling up, so let me hop out of here and kickstart this day here, see what we can do today. So I hope you have a fantastic day, and you stay safe, and hopefully we'll catch you again this week. It's a 7-3 to you, KK4 POT.
Have an awesome day. Tell Mike we said hey, and we'll look forward to catching you again. KN4 GFW.